eBay, the internet's biggest auction site, is hoping to get an injunction this week against BiddersEdge.com, a site that compares items and prices from auction sites across the web. eBay says BiddersEdge is essentially trespassing and is illegally copying information about items for sale. eBay is just one of many companies asking Congress to pass new legislation to protect information databases from what they say is piracy. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
BiddersEdge is just one of many services that try to simplify the online shopping experience for consumers. If you're looking for an antique vase or a Jerry Garcia tie, BiddersEdge will scan auction sites like Amazon.com or eBay and compare the offerings. Kimbo Mundy says his company is simply adding value to the information on eBay.
Here's a site that's clearly a public website. It has information that isn't even generated by eBay directly. It's just managed by eBay. And we can bring value to the entire marketplace by gathering that information together and serve that to people.
eBay says yes, its site is open to all comers. Senior Intellectual Property Counsel Jay Monahan says eBay is just like any retail store.
The eBay site certainly is open to the public, but we have rules about how you can use the site, how you can access it, whether you can copy, and what use you might make of that information.
While eBay is hoping for judicial relief in the short term, the company fears it could end up fighting this battle over and over again. That's why eBay has broken ranks with much of the internet community and backed proposed legislation to protect databases, lists of facts like stock market quotes, court transcripts, or auction lists. Jay Monahan says without stronger protections, no one will go to the expense of putting these collections together.
If you permit third parties to take content from other entrepreneurs, simply misappropriate it and capitalize it and commercialize it themselves, it is absolutely inevitable that the incentives for creation of such content will be eroded over time and in some cases destroyed.
eBay has joined an industry group lobbying for passage of the Collections of Information Anti-Piracy Act, which has been approved by the House Judiciary Committee. It would give strong protection to databases. eBay's decision to support this bill marks a kind of watershed, as most online companies have been mounting a full court press against the legislation. The e-commerce coalition is lobbying on behalf of internet businesses from America Online to Yahoo, charging that the so-called anti-piracy bill will kill the free flow of information that has fed the growth of the internet. Jonathan Scheibel is Washington counsel with Yahoo.
If information is restricted, we could be relegated to a pay-per-fact type society. You're taking bits of facts, bits of information, and saying, no, those are mine. You have to pay for that if you want to use it.
This dispute has done more than just divide companies like eBay from the internet fold. It has also thrust legislators into the uncomfortable position of saying that new regulations are needed to save the internet. The idea of putting shackles on the engine of the new economy is generally taboo in Washington, but Laura Tyson, professor of economics at UC Berkeley and a former White House advisor, says this is a case where existing law just falls short.
And as with all parts of our economy, we will over time have to have the development of laws of property rights, of contracts, of trademarks, of what it means to own and protect one's investment that are applicable to this new set of economic activities.
So far, opponents have been trying to stall the Judiciary Committee's database protection legislation and are backing a less stringent bill from the House Commerce Committee. As the value of information heats up, lobbying around intellectual property issues like this one is becoming more intense. Members of Congress are likely to find that as they try to choose the course that will keep the internet boom on track, they'll also have to decide which economic interests get the upper hand in the new economy. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.